You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Mark Garber. New Jersey's Labor Department says the unemployment rate jumped from 9.6 to 9.8% in July. The disappointing number comes as Governor Christie is drafting his keynote address for the Republican National Convention. In that speech, Christie is expected to use what he calls his New Jersey comeback message to make his case for the Romney-Ryan ticket. With us now to talk about the latest New Jersey job numbers and the political debate they're feeding is WNYC's Bob Hanley. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Mark.
So, Bob, give us a little more detail on the latest job numbers and, more importantly, maybe their broader context.
They indicate that in July, the state lost 12,000 jobs, about 7,000 in the private sector and almost 5,000 in the public sector, local, county, state workers. For a few years since Governor Christie's been in office, the state has been making slow but steady progress, regaining some of the hundreds of thousands of jobs it has lost since just 2000. And it really started to pick up in the first half of this year in terms of a new job creation. Last year, the state added around 30,000 private sector jobs. And for the first half of this year, it looked like we'd hit that number in half the time.
Oh, so what happened?
Well, economists I spoke with say that the protracted standoff in Washington over U.S. tax and spending policy, combined with more global economic anxieties in Europe and Asia, are prompting businesses, Mark, just to defer investments. And on the public sector side, for local and county governments, depressed property values are hurting property tax collections. Combined with rising costs like health care and pensions, it's forcing government layoffs. And it's not just New Jersey, as you were saying before. In the last national survey, more than half the state saw unemployment go up, while 11 saw it stay flat. The city saw its unemployment spike from 9.7 to 10%. Just this week, the Federal Reserve reported that unexpectedly, manufacturing had dropped off in New York State.
And New Jersey is obviously not alone. So can Governor Christie still boast in Tampa, though, about the New Jersey comeback with these latest job numbers?
Well, he's got something to say. Governor Christie will argue that since he's been in office, the state added almost 80,000 jobs and that 9 of the last 11 months saw job growth. His staff notes the latest numbers are preliminary and that there is a wild card out there in that there are 26,000 New Jersey residents that the U.S. Department of Labor recently kicked off the extended benefits program. We have to see how they're factored in. And Christie will also insist his 10% across-the-board income tax cut is more important now than ever. It's the tonic, he'll say, the private sector needs to step up hiring.
Okay, but the latest job numbers are not the only indicator that the state's economy is slowing down. Aren't New Jersey's tax revenues, you mentioned it earlier, they're off, right?
Well, earlier this year, Governor Christie did raise some eyebrows when he baked into his budget a projection that revenues would jump a robust 7.4%. Yesterday, Trenton's nonpartisan Office of Legislative Services released a memo that, based on a rough estimate, put out that the state's actual revenues were coming in about $540 million below projections.
Wow.
For its part, the Treasury Department pegged July's revenues at just 5% below projections.
Now, Bob, quickly, if the revenues come in below projections like they probably are, doesn't that make it harder for Christie to argue for his income tax cut?
Listen, Mark, no doubt it puts Christie on the defensive with the state's unemployment ranking fourth or fifth in the nation. And if the job loss numbers hold, Democrats can strike a we told you so stance because they held off on a tax cut pending the state revenue numbers. And if fewer people are working, Mark, they're not paying taxes. And a third of state revenues come from income taxes from wages.
WNYC's Bob Hanley, thanks very much and have a good morning.
Thanks, Mark.